quarry, a lot of dust, a lot of dirt, a lot of pebbles, but all, oh, here's a little piece of gold. So, different types of sugya. So let's read the sugya. This isn't complex, not a ton of Rishonim, but again, there's no one classic sugya. I'm trying to give you the feel of sugyas, the feel. Like every game has a feel, you know, it's a defensive battle, or it's a shootout, or it's a momentum. So, you have to feel sugyas. What's in this sugya? You have to feel your way through a sugya. What's in this sugya? Okay. So, at a global sense, 10,000 feet up, there's no debate here between Machzik and Marakama. The big drama of Shchuna Gavai was there is the debate. Where were you? Marakama says, I was in Shchuna Gavai, whatever that means. Machzik says, you weren't in Shchuna Gavai, whatever that means. Now the question is, who has to prove? That was the big drama of Shchuna Gavai, where there was uncertainty about the facts. Here, there doesn't appear to be uncertainty about the facts. Machzik says, I was on the land. Marakama says, I was in Shchuna, I was in Shuka Barai. Machzik says, yep, she came back. Marakama retorts, yeah, but I was too busy. No one's arguing the facts. Machzik's not saying, oh, all the facts, you weren't Moche. There's no argument about the facts here. So that second level of who has to prove, and there's always a second level, who has to bring Eidim, what type of Eidim, that second level just vanishes. Yaakov, where's your Gemara? Okay. That rush, of course, means you davened already, right? Okay. That should be clear. I'm not picking on Yaakov, right? Be clear. No one comes to share with missing Zman Tefillah. That's like absolute antithetical backwards, right? If you get up late, you get up late, but you daven first thing. Okay. So maybe just go get your Gemara because it'll be better for you to, just for your own sake, to be able to follow with the Gemara. Okay? So we got the facts. You may want to tie your shoes on the way out. Let's see, I'll make it back. Okay. I'll tie the Gemara down. Okay, I love it. I love it. It's great. Okay. Love helping you guys become adults. Okay. So the details are pretty clear. The question is, how do we process the details? Okay, so let's process it. Let's go through our reps. Okay. Always assuming the paradigm, always assuming the minimal chiddush until something hits us in the head. Ah, can't explain that. Maybe I've got to build a new paradigm. That's called analytic thinking. You get new information, you process it, right? Let's go back to the days of Copernicus. All this information's coming in. Everyone thinks the world is flat. Yeah, but this and that and that and this and that. Can you see the ship on the horizon? Everyone's given to it. Well, the ship on the horizon, you weren't really seeing. Yeah, it was foggy outside. The ship was curved. You know, everyone's keeping the old paradigm and just explaining the new information. And at a certain point, new information comes. Old paradigm's out the window, got to develop a new paradigm. Okay, that's how you process in life. You take an assumed position, all the new information you get, you just explain it based on the assumed position at a certain point, right? Put it in high school terms, you think the Jets are good, okay? They lose one game, ah, we'd have a good, our quarterback was injured. Then lose another game, oh, the fans got in the way. Another game, oh, it was the ref's fault. Another game, so you still keep on to that, the Jets are going to win this. And then they go, 1-72, okay, they're a bad team, yeah. Throw in the towel. Let's change the paradigm. Change the narrative, okay? So that's in 17-year-old language. But in scientific language, it's about how you view ideas and how you view thoughts. So let's just keep the paradigm, keep everything simple. Oh, all of a sudden, that's strange, Shita. How do we explain it? Okay, that's normally the way you build. That's your category moment. You have to build a new category. I call it the pop-out moment. All of a sudden, I got to pop out and build a new category, and then have different categories of viewing Shmuley.
What do you mean there's no second level for new spinatas?
Because that's not what they're arguing about. So
an ideal world, the Marakama would have been the Eidos?
Bravo Rav Nachman. We pass on like Rav Nachman. So as far as we know, the Machzik has to prove everything.
But he did.
Or he has to prove it, or the Marakama has to agree. So here there's no debate. Whatever everyone says, everyone agrees. Marakama says, I was in Shuka Barai. Mach says, yes, you were. But I know you came back. Marakama says, you're right, I did come back. But I was busy with the shuk. Mach says, okay, you're busy with the shuk, but has that helped me? So they go to the Dayan, and Dayan said, this is a psak. Okay, so there's no debate about what happened. Whatever A says, B agrees. Whatever B says, A agrees. It's just agreeing. But now we've got this strange chazaka where he was away most of the time. He was back in 30-month or 30-day increments. But during those 30 days, he was like really busy on these conventions. And how does that factor in his lack of macha? So we're not proving anything. There's no debate. Again, always in halacha, there are two levels. What's the halacha? And then how do we go about proving when we don't know what happened? What's the halacha? V'shomer yuchayev p'shiyah g'nev aveda Now, if I say you were Poshe, you say you're Gnei Aveda, you did take, you didn't take, that's called the world of Tan V'Nita. So Shukha Barai, Shukha Shukha Gavai is Tan V'Nita. I say you were in Shukha Gavai, you say you weren't Shukha Gavai. How can we learn about Cheskes Gimel Shanim through the lenses of Tan V'Nita? Who always got the burden of proof? Here we take away that second level. We're just looking at the halachas, which is most of Baba Basa, Bakino Shanim. Is Mufuzaris a chazak? Is it not a chazak? Is it? Most of the cases, it just doesn't work, doesn't matter. In this case, it doesn't work, doesn't matter. Okay. What's the primary claim of the Marakama? Where was he most of the time? Shuga Barai, which means far away, without what? Not just far, far away, but without any communication. Okay, so what does this sound like, lack of communication? We have a simple Gemara before. What does it sound like? What? Chatzcherim. Very good. Lamachas. This is just a repetition of Daf Lamachas. Okay, I'm going to make a little bit of a neon sign right now. Like it was just a repetition of Lamed Ches, why repeat it here? We know that lack of communicative environments ruins the whole Chazaka process, because Chazaka is all based on the flow of information. Flow of information of Chazaka to the Marakama, the potential retort of the Marakama. When communication breaks down, Chazaka is dismantled. So we know that already from Lamed Ches, like, why is this even a question? But that's the simple read. So again, so when the Marakama says, I was in Shuka Barai, I was in far away in the Barai, what's the word I'm looking for, the Barai Bazaar, the flea market, the Barai flea market, and I didn't hear you. So what's he basically saying? Why, again, give me a simple pshat, your chazaka doesn't work because it was a chazaka that couldn't possibly travel. Chazaka without legs. And we all know chazaka without legs doesn't work. Now we take a look in the previous circuit, why doesn't it work? Is it not even a chazaka because it doesn't invade and provoke, or it's a chazaka, but the Marakama has a legitimate objective excuse why it wasn't mocha because he didn't hear. But we all know that a chazaka without legs doesn't work. That's Lamed Ches, that's this case. So that first level, until we prove otherwise, that first level response to the Marakama, nothing to see here. That may be the problem, it's nothing to see here, why is it worth talking about it? But the answer to that question is, because even if that first level isn't really interesting, what is interesting? Second level. Okay. I know that you were in Shuka Barai all that time. In Shuka Barai you couldn't hear because there's no communication. But you were back. When you were back, you heard. When you heard, you should have said. And since you didn't say, I win. So at the very least, it's that second level for the times you were visiting, the times you were in town, that we have to deal with. Even if that first level, the time you were in Shuka Barai, is no big chiddush here, because it's like Shas Cherem, times you were back, that's interesting. That we need to explore a little bit more. Okay. What does the Marakama say? Even during the times I was back, I was busy. Now, simple read, I was too busy to... No, that's not simple. Just keep your paradigm. I was too busy to hear. So once again, we have a chazaka without legs. There are two different permutations of chazaka without legs, because the legs are relative to what the marakam is. A marakam is far, far away, incommunicado, or a marakam who's right there, but he's incommunicado. Okay, now it starts to get a little dicey. What do you mean? You're busy in the market? Yeah, but you go to sleep at night, right? And where do you go to sleep? In your house. And when Goldilocks comes home, there are three different bears living in their bed. So that's called a machzik bear. So Goldilocks should have said something. So Goldilocks, you come home at night, right? I know you're busy. You put in 6 to 12 days, but you come home at night and you sleep for a couple hours and you get to eat, shower. Okay, I'm a teenage boy, I don't shower. Okay, eat, get some food, get some snacks, come home. So now it's starting to get a little dicey. And who picks up on this diciness?
Rashbam.
What does Rashbam say? Had another house. Okay. What does Rabbi Yonah say? I want to stay with my friends. I want to stay with my high-tech buddies. What else does Rabbi Yonah say? I need to get food. I want to stay with them. But you see the Rishonim, when you read a Rishonim, like what's he responding to, it helps you feel out the sugya. Here's where it starts to get dicey. The first part of the sugya, it's pretty clear. Shuka Barai, you're living in Iran, North Korea, who knows where you're living, there's no communication. Hazaka that doesn't travel doesn't work. But now you were there, so who cares whether you're busy? You're too busy to sleep at night? So the Rishonim are giving ukimtas. Ukimtas is always, it's like a breadcrumb. You want to get home? Look for the breadcrumbs. You want to get to the logic? Look for ukimtas and say why they're throwing these ukimtas. because I have to cover up a flaw, a logical flaw, a logical vulnerability. And that vulnerability may be solved by developing a whole new category, which we'll see. But so far, it works. It makes sense. And we could just, in theory, we could close up shop now and move over to the next sugya. Okay? What is the Ketzelos answer? We'll introduce the Ketzelos now, and then Rabbi Yonah says it in the end. Also, we'll talk about it in a minute. Not that I was too busy to take notice. I took notice, but I was too busy to
remember.
That's pretty sad. Okay. Too busy to remember. Guys, it's like an undercurrent storyline here about people that are too busy to live their lives. So this is we're off by one parsha. I wish we could learn this sugya in Parshas Toldos, because that's the saga of Esav. Esav's too busy. Big folly, sells his bechor because he's so busy in the field. I can give you a fire and brimstone Musar Shmuz about not becoming too addicted to your professions, but we'll wait for that one. But there's a sad part here that he's too busy to even remember what he sees. This is a sad moment. Not like you're looking for food, you're sleeping over at your other house. This is someone who's so busy and so obsessed with turning a profit that he forgets that someone's living in his house. Boy, you got to be really pathetic to do that. Forget someone's squatting in your house. But again, Mixos is developing. These are structures, not necessarily real-time applications. Okay, so far we're fine. So far we're good. Okay? What blows up the sugya? Why isn't this a quick shear? Don't ask yourself that question too much. Why isn't this a quick shear? Why are we, what's the shift in the sugya? What Yaakov? Right. Tosafot Olam Echad, very good. This is the shift of the sugya. Makes a very audacious claim. You could reject it, and the Rashbam rejects it. But now, in the world of Tosafot, we have to reformulate and reconfigure the sugya. What does Tosafot say?
The word travels, but the machak travels.
Right. Chazaka always travels. When you own a house, you're going to always find a way to get information about potential squatters. You could be in a jail in a gulag in Soviet Union in 1985. You'll pay off the prison guard. You'll bribe him with some scotch or something. You'll put a message in a bottle. If anyone sees anyone living in my house, you're going to get information about your house. There's no such thing called Shas Chayrim. When the Gemara and Lamed Ches talked about the breakdown of Chazaka with the absence of communication, it wasn't about the Chazaka traveling. Chazaka always travels. It was about the Macha. Macha doesn't travel because, quite frankly, you know, people, what do we call this, cognitive dissonance? If I'm squatting on your land, I don't really want to hear your Macha. So I'm not really looking too much into it, right? Important in life. It's at what point is cognitive dissonance healthy? At what point is cognitive dissonance unhealthy? Sometimes it's really healthy not to pay attention to things that you'd rather not hear. Some things in life are very painful. Some things in life, they'll just get you going and angry and furious. You've got to look away from certain things. You have to cauterize certain nerves. They don't bother you anymore. Just put them to sleep. And then just sometimes you're avoiding reality because it's too painful. So part of the skill in life is when you should try not to listen, and when try not to listen is a little too unhealthy. But it's clear that the Marakama is more interested in securing information about the land than the Machzik is. So Marakama is going to get the information about the Chazaka even through Shas Chayrim. We'll get it out of Iran, we'll get it out of North Korea. Whereas the Machzik may not hear, and since it's a Macha that may not be heard from a far, far, far place in Shas Chayrim, so you don't have to make a Macha. The fact that you listen carefully now, and I'm going to start to get very precise in my language, finish my sentence, the fact that the Marakama wasn't Mocha, B'Shas Chayrim, or when the Marakama was in the Shuka Barai, finish the sentence, the fact that it wasn't Mocha.
It's a Chazaka from taking place.
Right, we know that it prevents the Chazaka, but why? Normally, Macha creates the Chazaka, but a non-Macha in a Shas Chayrim / Shuka Barai isn't...
Okay,
it's not expected. This is not expected. The absence of a macha isn't indicative of a sale. Normally, macha, especially according to the Raya model, which is our base model, we always start with that model until we prove otherwise. The base model is that the chazaka is provocation, 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 provocation. And now we see how you respond. If you say something, you didn't sell it. If you didn't say anything, it's probably because you sold it. So normally the macha, we're looking at that marakam and judging your movements every minute, like with binoculars, and why weren't you mocha? You probably sold it. Why weren't you mocha? You probably sold it. This Marakama has a good excuse, and it's an objective, understandable excuse that everyone in the world knows. Why should I be mocha when no one's going to hear it? So that's silly. You know, I say I wasn't mocha because I'm a wimp and I sold it. No. I wasn't mocha because I'm sitting here locked up in the jail, and Rasha, no one's going to know anything about me, so it wasn't mochik at this point. I don't want to waste my breath. Okay, I got limited breath. I'm being tortured. I'm being beaten up every day. I'm being given cold waterboarding. Very low breath acid. It was going to be mocha. It's silly. So, according to Tosfos and Lamed Ches, we have to reroute the sugya. Again, it's not a big rerouting. We're still fine. No big chiddush here. End shear easily. In a moment, we're going to have to do a little bit more rerouting. We'll see. Again, this is the flow of a sugya. This is how to make the parts work. Rather than shita, 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 how does the sugya flow? Look, what the simple pshat is, shuka barai, no communication of chazaka. What about during the time you were busy in the market? You also didn't go home. That's silly. Yeah, but this guy sleeps with his business partners or stays with them, and goes to restaurants, dinner parties, dinner meetings, whatever. But according to Tosfos, chazaka travels, even in Shas Cherem, and certainly in shuka barai. So the fail of the chazaka, of the chazaka Kim Lashanim, is not because the chazaka didn't travel and the chazaka that isn't mobile doesn't work. The fail of the chazaka is because the macha wouldn't travel back, and knowing that it wouldn't travel back, he didn't say anything. So the absence, very good Yaakov, of a macha doesn't indicate a sale. The absence of a macha is just because it was pointless. What's the problem with shifting it to macha? Well, it wasn't mocha because I knew no one would hear it. What's the problem in the sugya now?
When he came.
There are two phases to this non-chazak. Okay, when you were in Shuka Barai, out in a flea market in Beijing, we know why you're wearing mocha, because word's not going to travel back. But what about when you were back home for those 30-day installments? You were busy, but the machzik wasn't busy. He wasn't at the market. He was at home. When we thought that the fail of this chazaka is you didn't hear anything, so just like the Marakama didn't hear anything when he was in Shuka Barai, he didn't hear anything when he was home because he was so obsessed and busy and sleeping in hotels with, you know, at the convention. But now we have a whole different narrative to this failed chazaka. It's not about whether, this is really important, guys, try to get, not about whether the machzik heard. The machzik always hears, tells us. It's about whether the Marakama can potentially hear. So Marakamas are not going to hear your macha when you're far away. So you have a good reason. But those 30 days that you were back, you were too busy. But your machzik wasn't. He's going to hear. He's right there. Right here is the, you know, Benji, my helpful volunteer. Right here is the pressure point of the sugya. I'm going to press Benji's pressure. He's going to squeak. You have to learn how to make a sugya squeak. Right here is the funny bone of the sugya. If I hold like the Rashbam against Tosfos, and that's how the Rashbam explains our Gemara, that Chazaka doesn't travel. So Chazaka doesn't travel to Shuka Barai, doesn't travel when I'm busy. If we just adapt for obsessive, professionally addicted people, whatever, he's not going to hear anything. But once we switch the script, it's not about whether Chazaka travels, it's whether Macha travels. So Macha doesn't travel back from a faraway land. But Rafi, what about when you're back in town? You're busy. But the machzik's not busy. I mean, he's busy, but not with the commercial convention. He's busy with his chazaka, and he will hear. So why weren't you mocha then? Maybe that indicates that you sold it. This is the pressure point of the sukkah. This is what forces this other shita and the Rashbam to go off into some other place. Let's get to it. So can we solve this? Keep our paradigm. How can we solve this? I don't see the ritva. I don't think I put the ritva in the makaris, but let's read it together. Did I put the ritva in the makaris? It's a very easy ritva. Let's see something. You see the ritva chopping up the text, chopping up the vegetables. You know, ritva is a big chef in the kitchen, chopping up the sugya. He'd rather chop up the text and keep the logic intact rather than shooting off the logic into a different space. Let's see what the ritva says. Again, very easy. This is a very, very easy sugya. There aren't deep, deep ideas, but just want you to see how to process new information. Keep it. Oh, now all of a sudden, we can't keep it anymore. They've opened a new chiddush. So we're keeping. Okay, now we're on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, and he says, I was here, I was there, and okay, let's read the Rifa Dibra Maskal Amarava. The Acherim Pirshu, that's 2-3 lines down, Beshuka Havi Taritna. Why aren't you malcha? Halasa. The lahavi hashayaras mitzios ela bisman hayirid. The kuli alma b'shukayu tridi v'lo modiyle. What is the rit for me when he says the kuli alma b'shukayu tridi? Who's busy?
In with me to be made.
Whole town's busy. Whole town's too busy to take notice. It's a big Clemson Alabama game. No one's thinking about anything. Beer and football. They're too busy. Let's all spend our time thinking about the next iPhone. Place is crazy. Crazy town. Welcome to Crazy Town. It's not just that you were too busy to hear. Everyone was too busy to convey information. So it would have been pointless, Yaakov, for you to say anything, because no one's gonna discuss it. Hello, he's on my land. Shut up! It's the game, it's the Super Bowl. Quiet, we're not interested. We're interested in law and order. We're interested in who's on whose land. We'll deal with that. Right now, we have a game to play. Life's hanging in the balance. 60 million people, turn it. They're busy. So it's not just that the chazakah may not travel, even the machah. So even if the whole question surrounds the machah, I can say, the only time I was in town were for these 30-day crazy towns, and it would have been pointless to say anything because no one would have cared. I would have shouted until I'm blue in the face. No one would listen to me. Of course, what's the problem with the language of the Gemara? There's one word that should change according to the Ritva. What does the Marakama say in the Gemara? Bishuka. What does he say? Bishuka. Yes, Alex? Have taridna. I was busy. According to this Acher, what it should be? Bishuka have treaty. Everyone's busy. Okay. If you solve the logic, it's a small price to pay. But so far, we're cool. So far, we're good. I mean, we have certain problems here, but we can work out two versions of the sugya, neither of which provides a major, major shift in our paradigm. Either the chazaka doesn't travel, both when you're far away, or even when you're there, but your mind's far away, because you're busy and you're preoccupied. And if we hold like Tosfos and Daf Lamed Ches, that chazaka always travels, but the macha won't travel back, so it's pointless to make a macha, so we have no indication. Pointless to make a macha when you're in China. Pointless to make a macha when you're home, because everyone's crazy, no one's talking about anything. So we've solved it here. We've solved our problem. But there, again, there are problems in the shukah havi taridna. It's too busy, I was in the shuk. So who responds to this? Who changes it up? Second shot in the Rashbam. Let's see where it comes from. I didn't give it to you in the Makaris, but let's see where it comes from in the Rashbam. In the Rebbeinu Gersha. Okay? Tarid Bishuke. What does Rebbeinu Gersha say on the left of the page? Not that there's a good reason that I wasn't Mocha, because I wouldn't have been hurt. But, again, Jacob, he's putting the emphasis on the macha, not on the chazaka. So, sounds like it supports Tosas' view that chazaka is not the problem here. Chazaka is going to travel no matter what. It's the macha. And what does he say? Eino yachol limchas. Not that there was no point for me to be mocha, because no one would listen, and therefore my lack of macha isn't indicative. That's what we said in the first shot of the Rashbam. We'll read in a second. Eino yachol limchas. I still have the time for macha. I'm just too busy. I just didn't get around to it. I didn't have the time. Let's read the Rashba. B'shukai havi taridna limkar secharasi v'likno secharas. The Rashbam says, v'lo yadati shatatar bevesi. Because the Rashbam argues on Tosas. The Rashbam says that Chazaka doesn't travel. He argues on Tosas Lamed Ches. There's v'lo yadati shatatar bevesi. You came home. No, you didn't come home. If we're reading the Rashbam and putting in Tosas, not that I didn't know, but there's no point in me being Macha because you wouldn't know. But it's the same. My Macha, lack of Macha, is not indicative. Either because I didn't know, Rashbam, or I knew, but it was pointless to say anything. That's why I didn't say anything, because you wouldn't know. Tosas Olam Ches. But that's the first shot in the Rashbam, that the Macha doesn't prove anything. Lack of Macha doesn't prove anything, because either I didn't know, or there's no point in me saying anything. The Yesh Mefarshim, this is a shout out to the Beinu Gershom. The Yesh Mefarshim Bishukai Hava Taritna V'lo Hayali Pnai Limchos. Afalpish, I knew about it, and I knew that word would travel back to you because it's only me that's crazy professional addiction. Everyone else is normal. They're shopping in Makola, walking their dog, saying hi to their neighbor. Hello, good morning. fucking me, getting out, driving over old ladies, dumping into, I gotta get to work. I just didn't have time for it. Oh yeah? And therefore, you didn't have time for it? So? What does that mean? Why shouldn't there be a chazaka? Machzik was there, you were quiet, your silence indicates. So what's the symbol, Shah? What maintains the paradigm? Give me the language here. What does he mean by I didn't have time? And therefore, since I didn't have time...
I didn't find out.
What? No, I found out. He's not talking about the finding out. This is the second Lashon. But since I didn't have time to be Melcha Yaakov...
You can't prove from the fact that it wasn't Melcha
right.
That I sold it to you.
You can't prove from the fact that it wasn't Melcha that I sold it. The fact that it wasn't Melcha was I didn't have time. Right here is where we're hitting our wall. You could say that, Yaakov. I'm not picking on you. You could say that. A lot of people say that. It's fine. But now already we're in a very, very different place right now. Where the Marakama, listen carefully, because this is really the turn of the sugya, is explaining his lack of macha, but not based on objective, conventional, provable, normal, grounded reasons. I wasn't mocha. Let me tell you the normal way that a Marakama can explain away his lack of macha. Okay, give me some normal ways we've seen. Some ways that when he says, oh yeah, you're right, this is objective. I wasn't mocha because?
You weren't using it like...
You weren't using it like a bialim. Shamit v'yachal. I wasn't mocha because you weren't using it like a baal. Mifuzaris. I wasn't mocha because... Give us the list of Marakama excuses. A list of the top 10 Marakama excuses. I was in Yemen. I knew it wouldn't mean anything. Or the whole town was crazy about the football game. I didn't mean anything. Right? So these are, yeah, you were there. Once we can prove you were there, that's the question of Reverend Nachman. But what if I come and I say, I wasn't mocha because I have PTSD from the day in kindergarten that my mora Leora, taught me the letter Mem. That day she said Mem and I was acting out. She slapped me across the face and... I mean, you have to prove that, and it's impossible to prove it because it's in your own mind. Can a Marakama excuse himself, Yaakov, very good, and thereby debilitate the raya from his silence based on something totally idiosyncratic? How do we know? You're making a claim. At the very, very least in this sugya, if you're Rava, who feels that Marakamas have the burden of proof, then we should say prove it. Marakama. But truth is, even according to Nachman, there's one thing to prove objective facts. Where were you? Why? Nothing to prove what was going on in your mind. And normally, we just apply an objective yardstick. If the guy acted non-violent ways, okay, most people don't respond, so we treat you like most people. Does a Marakama have an ability to lodge in a masla that isn't provable and isn't normal and conventional? Now, the retort to that is, maybe he lived in New York, and people are crazy in New York, and they really are. They say that every city in America has its avodah zarah. Los Angeles, Jews worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they worship celebrity in Hollywood. In Boston, or Boston guys, yeah, Jews worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they worship academia. In New York, you worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you worship finance, and business, and work, and you're overly yotzri, really yitzri, you know. Some HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and also have the other avodah zarah, so... So maybe in that town, people are crazy. And when you say, I was too busy, it sounds normal. To me, doesn't sound normal. To me, this guy sounds like he's crazy. He may be crazy. But you either have to come with a letter from your psychologist that he's crazy. And don't worry, he's really telling the truth. Or prove it, or I would just toss it out the window. Again, I could close the sugya right now. But I'm starting to think that in this Rabbeinu Gershom and the Rashbam, we have a new... paradigm, a new concept. That Yaakov Garfield, it's not that you're telling us why you weren't mocha and giving us a different rationale for your non-mocha as opposed to the fact you sold it. Can anyone give me a new category? Maybe the role of macha and lack of macha is changing. So this is a good day for macha. Now we're starting to question what role macha plays. What role does macha play in the whole chazaka business? We spent a lot of time thinking about chazaka. You have to eat it consecutively. So you have to eat it like a bialim. You have to eat it without the Marakama breathing down your neck. And we spend a lot more time when we get to Lamed Vav, dismantling and deconstructing the Chazaka, Ritzufos, Mifuzaros, how long. Let's give Machah a little love. Let's question what role Machah plays. Now, again, follow me through the train of the sugya. According to the Rashbam, we never get to Machah, because the whole question is whether the Chazaka travels. And the Shukah Barai doesn't travel, and even when you're back for that month, doesn't travel because you have blinders on. Okay, so we never get to Machah. According to the second pshat, the simple pshat in the sugya, even if we hold like Tosfos, okay, it's about whether Machah, but this is objective situations where no one will hear your Machah. When you say, I wasn't Mocha because no one was listening, that resonates with us. If no one was listening, but now we're at a third level. It's not about the Chazaka, and it's not about the Machah because no one's listening. It's about the Machah because you were too busy. So you can still fiddle faddle your way through. Since it was too busy, that's the reason I didn't have time, and therefore, but at a certain point, maybe there's a breakdown. And maybe we just have to switch away from Yaakov Garfield's definition. Maybe we have to define, someone tell me, Machah in a way that makes it logical that you only lose for lack of Machah if, can anyone now pick out this logic? You only lose, when you're not Mocha, you only lose if you...
It's a right of the Marikama, so if he does something...
Sharpen it, you're getting there. It's legal, it's not psychological, very good. It's not about what's going on in your mind. You're making a claim about your mind that can't be proven. It's, quite frankly, idiosyncratic, and who knows, and go prove it, what you were thinking. I say I was too busy to be mocha, and if I don't lose, which means that normally, without being mocha, you only lose if your non-mocha was... Yeah, get there, sharpen it. Sharpen it. You're really good. You're really getting there. If I'm not mocha and it's negligence, derelict, ignoring, I'm sitting there, I don't want to be mocha. You're on my land, I don't care. I'm just sitting there smoking a joint, you know, throwing down a couple lung darts, drinking a couple beers, and you know, I'm just acting like a college kid. Drink a couple more beers and let's watch a couple more movies, but... If I claim, and again, there's no debate here. So now listen carefully. It's not about how I process it. Oh, I'm so busy, and that's why. Well, now I'm not arguing about my mind because Machah is not psychological. What can it be proved from lack of Machah? What we can't prove because you're making an idiosyncratic claim that we can never prove. Now it's about facts. Machah, lack of Machah loses when it's an irresponsible way, when you're acting irresponsibly to your land because you had ample opportunity and you didn't. But when you're preoccupied, even if we don't justify that lifestyle, but when you're preoccupied, you didn't act irresponsibly to your land. Lack of Machah makes the Marakama lose because you acted irresponsibly. And we can't say that this Marakama acted irresponsibly. Because the 30 days he was back, and he could have been Mocha, he just didn't have the time. Now, we could question his lifestyle, but that's a moral question. Right now, we're still legally. And we'll send you to a life coach. That's important for you to get a life coach. You're not going to lose the land. Because he didn't act irresponsible. Everyone see what I just did? Okay. Agree or disagree? I can't prove it to you, but we've created a new category where when we reach the point that our old svaras just didn't hold up anymore. Because Yaakov was plugging the whole time. Macha, lack of macha is in the mind of the Marakama. Why he wasn't macha? How we can interpret his lack of response, Alex, what it was. At a certain point, he made a claim that, really? We're buying that claim of yours that we shouldn't interpret your lack of macha as a sale because, I don't know, maybe it's wrong. But now we're saying it's not about what's in the mind of the Marakama. Macha is not about if you make a macha, we interpret one way. If you don't make a macha, we interpret another way. Now it's about legal. If you make a macha, you win. If you don't make a macha negligently, you lose. And if he's not negligent, that's why even without a macha, he doesn't lose. Very good, Yaakov. Very good, Shmuel. You just flip the inverse into the positive. If here we have a case of a non-irresponsible lack of macha winning, then normally you lose because it's an irresponsible macha. Now the question is, what model of Gimel Shanan does this imply? If macha is not about what's in the mind of the Marakama, but about how well you did or didn't do and the responsibility index, then what role does macha play and what model of Chazaka supports this role of macha? Muxakos, but not just Muxakos, but what, take it one step further, Nachum, what's the role of the Machzik to try to hold on to the land? what's the role of the Marakama now through his macha? Because now it's about whether you're a macha responsibly or not. What's the role of the Marakama? The what? Right. Not to. Right. You can remember, even if we hold machzakos, everyone look at me and Ariel, and Ariel is the machzik, but both hands on the Gemara, there are two ways to view my macha. One way to view the macha is trying to get Ariel's hands off. Right? Okir the chazaka. Remember, Ravid of Nachman, Okir the chazaka? Another way to understand macha is I'm just trying to hold it more. I'm not trying to get his hands off. I'm trying to amplify my own presence. Not act irresponsibly. Show that I'm a Baal. Act like a Baal. Act like an adult. It's that second version. It's that second model. That the macha is not about knocking Ariel off. Because then it won't be a product of whether you're guilty or not guilty. It's I'm trying to act like a Baal. And a person who just walks away with all the time in the world or walks away from his land, so Ariel does his, he establishes his chazaka, and I just acted like a non-Baal. And I forfeited my Marakama status. What if I say I didn't forfeit anything? I'm just... I'm just crazy. I'm just Bill Gates. And I'm just going to make my money. I'm going to build an empire. So I just have time. Okay, life coach. Here's my speed dial. But you didn't act irresponsibly to your hand. And that could be what this Rabbeinu Gershom is saying. It's a double chiddush. It shifts the model of chazaka away from raya to muchzakas. It shifts macha from just a revealer as to what you're thinking and whether you sold it to part of this struggle, and it makes macha a way for the original Marakama to assert himself. And lack of macha means you are withdrawing and retreating, but here, lack of macha is not a retreat because you just didn't have the time. And that's not a retreat. That's how you learn this circuit. We'll follow it up with a more, but that's how you learn this circuit. There's nothing more here. I mean, there's little tidbits here and there, but that's how you learn this circuit. We have our first approach. It makes sense in Tosfos. Shuka barai, when you're in the shuk, it's a little dicey, because why didn't you hear the chazaka? Okay, so you were sleeping in the hotel the whole time with the convention, okay. Tosas can't accept that, because chazakas always travel. So we shift away to macha. I'm giving excuses why it wasn't macha, because no one's going to hear, that's not mechas. And during the shuk, no one's going to hear, because they're all too busy. I'll find different excuses. But then you've got that third break. It's not that I was worried people wouldn't hear, it's I'm too busy. And therefore... So Yaakov Garfield said, well, I'm too busy, and therefore it doesn't indicate anything. Is that true? It may be true, and therefore everything I said is wrong, but it may not be true, in which case we have a big chiddush on our hand. It's not enough Rishonim here. Rishonim are dealing with solving some of the hemorrhaging rather than giving us, you know, what the svar is. It's like, how do you deal with this problem? How do you deal with that problem? Where was he? Was he in the hotel? Was he with the Shayara? Was he? Did he forget? Did he not forget? But we have very few Rishonim are giving us the reason this chazaka doesn't work, and we just have to build it from what they are telling us. Who had a question? Yes.
Why is this not considered being responsible to land? Like choosing to favor your business over
okay.
your land.
Okay. That could be the part of the question, so I didn't know the one to ask, but you're correct. And that was the debate, and I've taken one step further. Is it about me and my portfolio or me and my land? I feel like a Baal. That's a legitimate question. Okay? Now, it seems as if we may have this emerging in another machlokas. Again, a very quick, easy machlokas. There's nothing deep here. This isn't a deep dive into the ocean. This is the shallows. We're in a little lagoon, and we're just swimming around. It's an easy swim, but you just have to keep your head about you and know where to put the information, how to organize this. Okay, let's take a look at the Milky Yosef. What does the Milky Yosef say? What's the Milky Yosef say? Tetzvav Leveis. What does he say? Again, in classic Garfilian logic, and what he also says, what's the important part? When do we need the person to be available in town, not mm-hmm. occupied? Okay, let's see the Mugi Yosef. Tetz Vav Amid Beis. Let's read it together. Okay. Second line on Daf Tetz Vav Amid Beis in the classic style Gemaras. If you have different style, I can't tell you where it is. Umashma Mehacha. Second line. De'ein et sarach shiyiyah ha-ma'ariyah kol ha-shalosh b'makum shiachol limchos. We don't care where the Marakama was the entire three-year period. El-adavka b'sav shalosh. It's critical that the Marakama be in town, not busy, during the end of the 3 years. Let's say the last day. Even if the entire 3 years he was v'makom arai limchos, let's say the entire 3 years you were in town, no conventions, no business meetings, And then that last day, halach b'makom shelo yachal limchos, he went to shuk barai or you got busy. Lo also lezeh chazaka klum, doesn't work. Why? Yaakov Garfield, here you go. De'ema daito hayalasha. We can say the person had full intention to come back. El shalom zdamlo, but he got caught. Namely, if you ask me, why weren't you mocha year one? I was waiting for year two. Why were you mocha year three? Waiting, pushing. I don't like confrontation. So we're waiting for year two. Waiting for year three. Waiting. Okay, now it's year three. Ever get into this place? Procrastinate. I know you guys don't, but I do. Procrastinate. Okay, now it's year three. I'll make the call. I'll send the email. I'll wait a little more. And then all of a sudden, it's money time. Fourth quarter. You got to show up. Last drive. And all of a sudden, you get called away to Shukah Barai. Or the business comes to town, you get so busy and no one's going to hear you, or you don't hear information going to the restaurant. However we spin it, any of the models we spin it. Namely, this makes a lot of sense. Again, whenever you say region, does this make sense with a simple paradigm? Yes, it makes a lot of sense, because this is a legitimate, provable, normal, acceptable pattern. I come and I say, the reason I was in Mocha during all those 3 years, because I was waiting for the end. And then in the end, something happened, and that makes a lot of sense, right? Okay, yeah, but we're not using a responsibility. All right, correct. If responsibility, Shmuley, is not a factor for Gimashanim, it's about looking into your mind and judging your lack of response. What was it? So, and has to be provable and normal. This is normal behavior. This is not some, oh, I didn't have time for that one. This is, I'm planning. I'm delaying. I was planning on being Mocha the last day, right? Planning on paying my taxes April 15th, and all of a sudden, April 15th, the Mets finally won a game or something. So planning on being mocha. Then the last 3 months, the last day, whatever, I got called away. Namely, Shmuley, this is not a chiddush that makes me go, oh, that's interesting. This is a chiddush, this is a sheet that is completely in concert with our simple view of chesus d'moshanim mizaraya, lack of macha indicates a sale. If there's a legitimate, provable, normal explanation for your lack of macha, then the lack of macha doesn't indicate a sale. This is perfectly normal. Most people behave this way. When you behave this way, we say, you know, that makes a lot of sense. Thus, we can't prove that you sold it from your lack of macha. Shita Mekubetzes on Chavtes quotes the Shita Lo No Dalami, who argues. If you have a Shita, let's read it together. I guess you didn't get to all these makars, but it's fine. It's a one-liner in the Shita, so it's not really hard. Shmuley, the Shita Mekubetzes says that as long as the Marakama was in town at some point and wasn't Mocha, he loses. Uninhibited by the Shukah. If you were in town at some point, you weren't in the Shukah Barai, you weren't busy, even early on, year one, year two, even though when it comes down to the end, you weren't there, the Chazakah works. This excuse doesn't work. The excuse only works if during the entire three-year period, you were either far away, or when you were here, you were busy. If there was one moment during those 3 years when you were in town and not busy, and you weren't Mocha, the Chazakah works. Okay? Let's see the Shita Mekubetzes. Let's think about which one is more textual, but let's think about the logic of this Shita Mekubetzes. Chav Tes Amud Beis, I think it is. Yes. Shita Mekubetzes. The Rashba? No. It's in my Shitas. Anyone have Shita Mekubetzes? Anyone following inside? Anyone have them Shita? Okay, so I'll call this one for you. Uladidi Mistavrali. Here it is. Here it comes. Okay. So you got it. Uladidi, it's right at the beginning of Uladidi. Uladidi Mistavrali. Okay, v'chein mistavra, line number two, v'chein mistavra li, de bain barosh, bain ba'emtza, bain basof. If you were there for 1 day without being far away or preoccupied, according to the Mikra Yosef, and quite frankly, all the Rishonim, but the Mikra Yosef says it clearly, say it again, it all depends upon that last day. Let me repeat it. If you were available close by without being preoccupied the entire three-year period, but the last day you were far away or preoccupied, now Chazaka, I can see I was planning. And also, guys, listen carefully, the reverse case. Well, listen carefully. What if I was preoccupied, far away, and the last day I was here and I'm preoccupied? Then it is indicative, and it is a good Chazaka. So if I don't have availability and non-preoccupation on the last day, there's no chazaka. If I have availability and non-preoccupation on the last day, then my mecha is indicative. It's all about the last day, because that's when push comes to shove. That's when you're planning one. So if I was available the entire three-year period, but unavailable, either far away or preoccupied that last day, no chazaka. As I was planning one, you have no proof for my non-mecha. If I was preoccupied, unavailable, but the last day, all of a sudden I'm there, and it wasn't mocha, there would be a chazaka, because my mocha is indicative. Why wouldn't you mocha that last day? So it's reversible. It's all about that last day, because that's when people expect it to, that's like the deadline for mocha. And at that point, lack of mocha is indicative. You could argue the psychology, but if you assume the psychology, that's what makes sense. The Shita Mukubetzes quotes the Shita Lenodalimi, who busts this paradigm. He says, it doesn't make a difference if you had any time during this three-year period that you were available here and not preoccupied. If you weren't mocha, then there's a chazaka. The chazaka fail on the sugya is only because you were either far away or preoccupied straight through. If there was any point that you were available and non-preoccupied, and you didn't say anything, the chazaka works. Let's read it again. V'chim restaver li, de bein barosh, bein b'emtza, bein b'self, havalei limchos. Now tell me the text of the Gemara. Who makes more sense? The Mikra Yosef or the Shita Lenodalimi? The language of the Gemara. Look in the Gemara. Who makes more sense? What did the Maksik tell the Marakama? The Marakama says, I was far away, but he said, you... What did the Maksik tell the Marakama?
Every year you came back for 30 days. That's just what you
were not that every year you came back 30 days... My Gemara, if I remember correctly. Right. The Chol Shata Havasat Tlasim, you came back repeatedly. And that's why there should be a Chazak, because he came back repeatedly. It sounds more like the Mikra Yosef. You came back and you had opportunity. Now, not what happened in the end, but you came back repeatedly. Not a clear right, I can read it either way, but I just want you to get sensitive to reading what Rishonim say and looking back in the Gemara and Taridna, Tarid. Just read the Gemara more carefully. Yes, Yaakov.
Could you say from the Yosef also because he's in the deal for Joss to come back and make Mecha, and then midnight is the last time. So he thinks I'm going to come back again, right? So it's repeated, right? It could be the next three times for 30 days.
I don't think there's a killer riot for the Shita Lenodalimi. It's just a thing they want you to sense that. Why does a Machzik say he came back repeatedly? So he came back once. Yes, Benji.
Would it be safe to assume that the Mikra Yosef would hold that even if he's not there, if Marakama isn't able to make a Mecha for the end of the 3 years, as soon as he does get the opportunity and doesn't make it, that would be the end of the Chazaka?
If you assume the psychology is one of delay, and until I'm at the deadline, nothing's indicative. My non-performance at earlier stages isn't indicative of anything. I'm just waiting it out for the end. It's human nature.
So after 3 years, so say the last month of the 3 years, he wasn't able to make a mecha.
Okay.
And he comes back 6 months later. He comes to town. He's able to make a mecha, and then
if the guy's still on the land, then maybe sure. If the guy's still on the land. Then it'd be a chazaka. Yes.
How do we view star confidence in this case? Because if the guy's there for all 3 years, basically, and he's not protesting, so you would think, he probably just sold it to me.
It's an interesting question. What Alex is asking, and people ask this question, according to the Ramban, Chazaka goes down immediately. The three-year period is just to provide shtar confidence so that there's no vulnerability without the shtar. So what do we care about the Marakama's position if the Machzik has that confidence? It's a really good question. It's answered. I don't want to dig into that Ramban because it's only the Ramban, but it's a really, really, really excellent question in the sugya. But if you want the answer, what most people say in the Ramban, just to make it make sense, is the Ramban is giving us level one. Listen to this. If you understand it, great. If not, just toss it aside. Level one is I have a raya after minute one that's unresponded to. And the three-year period is just to cover my vulnerability of achi shtarcha. Okay? So if my chazaka ends year two, let's say I get off the land year two, or the litigation starts year two, I have a raya, but I have a counter raya. Where's your shtar? That's level one. But Marakama's also read Bava Kama, not read Bava Basra, right? But Marakama's to meet a Chachamim. So Marakama's know that within 3 years they're going to win, right? Because of Machzik's vulnerability without the shtar. So once they know that machzik is going to lose because of shtar vulnerability. So they say, you know, I won't be mocha until 3 years because I got a 3-year window. So at that point, you don't have a rye after 1 minute, you only have to rye after 3 years. And Bam was establishing where the logic begins. All things being equal, you'd have an immediate rye. But we have to extend chazaka for 3 years just to cover shtar vulnerability. But now the Marakama says, oh, I've got 3 years that I'm going to win. Why should I be mocha before 3 years? So even the Rambam would agree you only have a rye after 3 years, and then the whole shas change. That's how Achronim always try to solve. It's the Nesivos, I think. Nesivos says, so it's like not, you know, what Sefer was written yesterday. This is a 250-year approach in the Rambam. That the Rambam basically is not a one plus. It's in the end, it all just becomes a 3-year process. Okay? But let's get back to the Shita Lenor de Lame. So again, according to Milka Yosef, listen, please, it sounds a lot like Yaakov Garfield. That we're always trying to stream macha decisions based on what people are thinking in their minds. And most people are thinking in their minds, I'm going to wait for last day. So it all depends upon the last day. Whereas in the Shita Lenor de Lame, it's much more formal. We're not saying what's in your minds. Listen to the language or read the language. V'chein mistavrali de bein barosh, bein bamza, bein besof, havalei limchos. You should have been mocha. Because you plan on going away. If it's year two and you're home and you're Jacob, you're free, but you know you're going to be occupied the next couple of years in Shuka Barai or in your business associates, you should have been mocha there. And the fact that you weren't mocha then, finish the sentence, shows that you sold it? Or means you acted, then you just released the land. I don't know. Is this now going into the Marakama's mind and saying, well, this lack of macha in year two, but what do you mean? I was always planning to come back, and most people come back. Why does this make sense if it's psychological? Marakama should say, I was planning on traveling, but travel is always uncertain. I'm planning on coming back. I still have time. And again, it depends upon who he is as a Marakama. If you can make a plausible claim, you're like, I'm just so busy. I come back once in 10 years, and when I travel, but once we shift the question from what you were thinking and we shift it as how did you behave legally, then it becomes a whole different yardstick. It's not what were you thinking, it's you had an opportunity to extend and express and assert your bialis over the land at some point during this 3-year struggle. This 3-year struggle, and you had a chance to, and if you didn't, that's called relinquishing. That's called, according to Mukhi Yosef, it's what's in the mind of the Marakama. And Marakamas can always make plausible claims by saying, I was waiting for the deadline. And if I'm not available at the deadline, you have no proof. Whereas if we're not talking about what's in the Marakama's mind, we're talking about how he behaved vis-a-vis his land, then during this struggle, you had opportunity to be mocha. You had that 1 month that you weren't busy. There's no shuk. You didn't express your bialis. You snooze, you lose. You lost your bialis. So this shita, lo noda lami, okay, listen, here's the lumbus part of the shir today. Here's the Gordian knot. It's logically very similar to the Rabbeinu Gershom. They're talking about very different details of the sugya, but they're talking about a similar concept. Rabbeinu Gershom is giving the reason why in Shukka, during the 30 days of the Shuk, I just didn't have time. What do you mean you didn't have time? Prove it. We still think you sold it. Okay, didn't have time. It's not called negligent behavior, at least vis-a-vis my land or my portfolio. And here, the Shita Mikabatz is saying a different detail of the sugya. We gauge time availability and whether there is or isn't a chazaka. There's availability, there is a chazaka, there's no availability, you preoccupy, there's no chazaka. We don't gauge that based on the last day. We gauge it based on, was there a pocket during those 3 years that should have said something? Mugiyos, every gauge of the last day. That's psychological. I was waiting for the last day. Shita Mikabatz says, if there's a time period, you weren't mocha, is it because psychology? You knew you'd be away. You shouldn't have taken such a chance. They probably sold us while you were. Or it's because we're not gauging what's happening in your mind. We're gauging is how you're behaving to your land as a Baal. And Baalim, if you didn't take any legal action, then you relinquished your land. Okay, it's not a terribly big sugya. Those are the two flashpoints of the sugya. The main flashpoint of the sugya is follow now a different flowchart. If you hold like Tosos, if you don't hold like Tosos, this sugya is cut and dry, almost. Chazaka doesn't travel to Shuka Barai, doesn't travel even when I'm there because I'm not listening, because I'm too busy. Chazaka says, don't travel, don't work, and it all makes sense. These are legitimate, reasonable claims. I was far away or I was too busy to hear the chazaka. This is not a good chazaka. If you hold like Tosos, the tugya takes on a different complexion. Chazaka always travel. So now we shift from chazaka, we pivot to macha. So I was in macha far away because no one would hear. What about when you were in town? Why weren't you macha? Because no one here, they're all too busy, the game. That's what the Ritva says. Bene Gesserit says, no. That time that you were in town, people are going to hear. Your excuses, your chazaka breakers, not people aren't going to hear, but I was too busy. Why should I'm too busy be a chazaka breaker? You weren't macha. It indicates, can't prove it. Are we shifting to a different role for macha? Not what it shows, but how I behave. Was it responsible, irresponsible? Here, I'm not irresponsible because I was too busy. If so, then it's a whole different, not different, we've talked about it before, but it's a new model for macha that leaps out of some shuka barai. That's the chiddush of shuka barai. That you can excuse yourself from macha if you're too busy. If you want that one summary, that one caption for this sugya, I can excuse myself from making a macha if I'm too busy, the Rabbeinu Gershom says. All the other is shown, and this is normal stuff. Not that I'm too busy, I didn't hear the chazaka. Or not that I'm too busy, but macha doesn't travel. But the Rabbeinu Gershom is reading the sugya really literally. Marakamas, who are too busy to make machas, don't lose for non-machas. What does that mean? Marakamas, who are too busy to make machas, since when is this giving out points for good behavior? Macha is all about how we interpret your silence. And we can't interpret your silence because you're too busy. That's an idiosyncratic claim. So one response is, Rabbi Tarragon, no, it's a normal claim. People are crazy. It's New York. Another point is, no, macha is a loss. Non-macha is a loss if you acted derelict. If you're just too busy, you didn't have time, then you don't lose because you didn't relinquish. And that's the chiddush, that's the potential chiddush of the sugya. But to get to that chiddush, Yehuda, you have to dig away a little, get through Tosfos, and if you hold like Tosfos, because if you don't hold like Tosfos, the sugya is much flatter. It's much more simple. Alex.
Does this mean that the Shitol Lemei would say that it's like immediacy, that if you're not protesting immediately when you're available, then you're losing your land, basically?
No, because it's a... Good question. It's a dynamic, right? Ariel and I are struggling, and until 3 years, Ariel hasn't really become the muksak. So it takes him 3 years to nibble. But I also have to release mine, so my release can happen in an instant, but his appropriation of the land takes a 3-year accumulation. So there's nothing immediate about it, but from my standpoint, the relinquishing can happen in a minute. It's not a question of what happens at the end of the term. At any point that I don't assert myself when it's being struggled over, I relinquish mine. But that won't mean anything until he accomplishes his, so.
Yeah, because the Mishnah that talks about 3 years to go to the faraway land, basically, that seems like it's not for the Nasek, but it's for the...
So let's see. That may be a Shittas Yachid, the 3 years back and forth. Let's wait till we get to the Mishnah. As far as we know right now, the 3 years is about either provocation, model A, or assertion and appropriation, model B. All of a sudden, when the Gemara dissects the 3 years into 1 year there, 1 year back, 1 year back, that's going to be a potentially very, very different voice. So let's wait till we get to that voice and see how the Gemara and the Rishonim handle it. But right now, we're not looking at 3 years as a double trip itinerary, how far it goes, how far it comes back. It goes and comes, and remember, certainly according to the Rebbe, 3 years has nothing to do with the travel time, right? It's about shtar. So obviously, we've got many, many voices, so let's wait till we get to that one. Most Rishonim say that's the Rebbe here, that we don't, that's not us. Okay? Yes, Yaakov.
According to the Rosh Hashanah, the Arki Dush of the Skimaraj, the Arki Dush of the Mitzvah.
Yeah, no Kiddush. Let me say it differently. There's no Kiddush about the Shuka Barai part. It's the time you were there, that's the Kiddush. Like, why aren't you here? The answer is, I didn't hear. Because I'm sleeping at the convention center, because I have another house, because there's no real Kiddush. Let me say it a third way, Yaakov. This case of Shuka Barai is just brought Agav Shchina Gavai. There are two cases, they rhymed. Mnemonic was nice to remember, but there's really no big chiddush here. Right? Everyone hear what Yaakov said. Yaakov's basically saying he likes Rabbeinu Gershom, because now there's a chiddush in the sugya. I convinced you so much Rabbeinu Gershom, because why else would you be saying the sugya if there's no chiddush here? Okay, that's what I told you 2-3 days ago, where maybe this Gemara is not trying to provide concepts that have chiddushim, but cases that happen, just a roster of cases. And once there's a roster of cases, Yaakov, not every case is Roe versus Wade. Some cases are just, pretty straightforward. A guy came in, stuck up, there was a stick up at 7-Eleven, we got the camera, throw him in jail, move on. Not every case has to have constitutional lawyers plug in. So, Shchina Gavai was a constitutional case. You got top lawyers, they clocked in, Rav Nachman, this svara, that svara. They compared it to Bar Sisin. It was the whole proceedings. Oh, by the way, another case that, of course, Shechina Bar, yeah, cut and dry. Can't hear the Chazaka. They can't hear anything. No Chazaka. Why did Ravina Ravashi write it? Just to keep the flow, just to keep everyone. Shechina Gavai Shuka Barai. But according to Rashbam, there's a Chiddush. Unless you hold like the Rashbam second shot, I don't mean Rashbam, there's Rashbam second shot which he rejects, there's very little Chiddush in the Sugya. But there are weak points that there are cracks you start to see. According to the Rashbam, why didn't you hear it when you were there? Because you slept in the convention center. You hear all these Akimtas or Ben Yonah, one Akimta, two Akimta, three Akimta. They're trying to cover something up, trying to like brush it under the carpet. It's a good brush under the carpet. But once you get past Tosfos and you get into Macha world, why weren't you Mocha during those 30 days you were home? I know why weren't you were in Mocha in China, but those 30 days you were home, people are going to hear. They're going to say, oh, brush it up. No one's listening. They're crazy. Too busy. No one's listening. But at a certain point, they've been in a Gershom cracks. It's just not about whether people are going to hear. Everyone will hear your Mocha. So why weren't you Mocha during those 30 days? I didn't have time. And therefore, so Yaakov Garfield can legitimately say, I didn't have time, and therefore you can't prove anything about me. And I can legitimately say back at a certain point, how much of an Amasla is too much? I know what an Amasla means, you're going to behave like Balaam. No one would be bothered by you not behaving like Balaam. But all of a sudden, I say I'm too busy and I'm the type of guy, I don't prove anything. Does that wash? Maybe it does. If it doesn't, then you have to change the model of Macha. Okay, we'll see this change in Macha 17 other times. It's not like this is the only time we'll define like a Macha that way. But I don't want to skip any sugars. I want you to see how to build and draw and build a sugya. Okay, let's stop here. Tomorrow we're just going to have a one-day shiur on Migdal HaMefreya. I know a little bit some boys were more into the shiur klali, some boys were less into the shiur klali. I don't want to skip the sugya. I don't like to skip any sugyas. Again, I don't want this to, as much as where our goal is brisk, I want you to feel like your primary goal, the base level is to learn Torah. It's not about Makaros, X minus Y, where the Makaros for today, you're here to learn a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. And you could be learning Maseches Temura for that purpose, but we all want to be on the same page, literally. So we're all choosing to learn Baba Basra and to have a pace. But you're not here for the class, and we have to know dates, and maybe what's our responsibility, and I'm finished the learning. You're here to orient yourself to be Ovdei Hashem with a commitment to Talmud Torah. Part of that is sugyas aren't Swiss cheese. Not just, okay, I'll learn the sugyas and cherry-pick the ones. Or on the other hand, we have to be a little bit cherry-picking because I want to show you the tools. And that can be, so I'm trying to get the flow and not skip anything, but obviously there are different levels. So the same thing, Migdal HaMefreya, it's a big tosfos. The other skill I want you to see, which we really didn't have for a while, we had it a little bit by Makif and Nikif, a little bit with Hezekria. You just had to hold six or seven sugyas in your mind at once in chess. Just, you know, this was one sugya. We just delved into Shuka Barai, Taritna, the details. There's another type of a sugya where you've got gemaras flying back and forth, and you just have to. So I gave you very light makaros. I'm not going to go into detail. I just want to show you how this looks out. And the third agenda that I have in the sugya is A, not to skip sugyas. B, to give you that feel of a seven sugya in shas. You just have to read all the gemaras. Don't assume you'll know what gemaras is by the fact that Tosfos quotes it. When he tells us, quoted a Gemara, like you'll quote a rock song or something. That's how well he knew. You've got to go and listen to the song. You've got to go and read the Gemara, open up the Gemara. The most fundamental mistake people make is they just, he tells us, quotes the Gemara. You're going to get slaughtered. No way you can make it through the Tosfos. You have to just open the Gemara and read the Gemara. Art scroll online, just get know what the Gemara say. The third issue is we're going to stack four or five sugyas in Baba Basra about Migo. When we finish learning Baba Basra, we're going to have Migo Makom Edim, Migo Lahotzi, Migo Makom Trey Trey, Migo Dehaza. They're going to be four or five Migos that we read. So we want to fill out our Migo profile, so we have to learn Migo Mafreya, which is a pretty big one. So even though it's a big, big Tosos, I've excerpted it for you. Just take two and a half hours, read through the Gemara, through the Tosos. I'm not going to plug you in every single detail of the Gemara and Ksuvos, the Gemara and Kufzayin and Ksuvos, and Admon. Use the hours, use them well, just to train yourself to read five Gemaras at once, or I forget how many Gemaras I gave you, how many Ksuvos, Tosfos, Ksuvos, four Gemaras, Baba Basra, Shavuos, and Hedjin and Ksuvos. Not a ton. If anyone feels that they're past this because they really were very rigorous in the Shiur Kali, I give you more of Makaros and Migdal HaMefreya, if anyone likes it. Yes, this is a really basic Makaros and Migdal HaMefreya. Okay? Here are the Makaros sheets. Okay? Part of life, guys, is really finishing strong. Okay? Avram finishes his life strong, doesn't run out of gas. So it's Thursday. Finish strong. Make use of today. Make use of this afternoon. A good lesson in life. Good lesson in Hasmada. Finish strong. Don't finish weak. Okay?
Thank you.
Put yourself together. You can rest tomorrow. It's a two-word phrase. Finish strong. Normally, like three-word phrase, but.
It's funny, I actually just started
tomorrow. Great. Baruch Hashem. You got my one. Where is it?